around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Craig. Hour two is now off and running. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, July 20th. Certainly the biggest happening in our nation this past week. Well, it's been the Republican National Convention that was held up there in Milwaukee. And that's where we're going to start things this hour, getting a kind of a post-game report.
We've certainly seen a lot of patriotism, unity, and celebration this week at the RNC. Daniel Baldwin is the national political correspondent for OANN, and he's joining us now via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline.
Daniel, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for jumping aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today.
Of course, it's an honor to join both of you guys. You do a tremendous job. It's truly an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. So, listen, after we signed off last week, certainly the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, could have led to a very different week for our nation. Thankfully, that was not the case. You know, we certainly saw a divine intervention on full display. And from all that we've gathered, the more than 50,000 people who descended on Milwaukee this week experienced a great Republican National Convention. It's been uplifting to see the celebration and enthusiasm, for sure. So paint a picture for us, Daniel, on what you saw firsthand. Nearly $300 million was pumped into Milwaukee's economy.
Of course. It was really a celebration of unity. I think that was the theme throughout the week. Whenever I spoke to lawmakers or just everyday people who actually came, everyone was focused on how united everyone was behind President Trump, behind making America great again. And we saw that in his speech a couple of nights ago, Thursday evening. He really focused on trying to unite the country. And we saw a side of vulnerability from President Trump in that speech that a lot of people generally aren't used to. And I think it was an incredibly emotional experience for everyone, because everyone, of course, who went there, they're supporters of the Republican Party, they're supporters of President Trump. And while it was a celebration, there was certainly an emotional weight on everyone given the severity of what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania last Saturday. Today is Grand Rapids Day for President Trump and now vice presidential selection J.D. Vance. That's where we are right now. We're covering the rally, their first rally as a ticket together.
Sure.
But there was certainly an emotional weight on everyone that was reminding everyone of that the convention could have been very different had God not intervened.
So, Daniel, I do think that many people may believe the RNC was just about the nightly speeches on TV, but it's so much more than that. Just like business conventions people may attend, or a car or boat expo, maybe a home and garden show, there's a daily agenda, all kinds of activities, breakout sessions, delegation meetings, luncheons, and from around 8 a.m. until after midnight with the various parties. So I just want to list off a couple of examples for our listeners. There was a screening of the upcoming Reagan movie with Dennis Quaid. There were sessions on how AI affects women, democracy, in elections, blockchain, energy, grassroots training, Israel and world affairs, state gatherings, the Harley-Davidson Museum. They've actually been on our show with us. They hosted a barbecue, bikes, and blues event. There were book signings, concerts. So my point, Daniel, these were full days with something always happening to keep people busy, obviously under the theme of the RNC. Anything specific that you may have attended while you were there or really connected with that you saw people having a great time?
The one thing that I think really stood out to me was there were a couple of different buildings. They were all sectioned off within the perimeter. Of course, there was heightened security given the attempted assassination. But there were vendors, all things Milwaukee, lining the streets inside the security perimeter. For example, there was one vendor selling cheese curds, something that's very unique to the state of Wisconsin. There was another booth that said, drink Wisconsinably. It was all about the different craft beers that Wisconsin has to offer. And given that there are a lot of stadiums around, the Panther Arena where Media Row is, the Fifth Third Forum where President Trump and the other speakers spoke, the streets lining that and having the options to really immerse yourself in the local Milwaukee, Wisconsin culture was a unique opportunity, specifically for people who travel. Maybe if you're a delegate from Georgia or you're a delegate from other states like California and you've never been to a state like Wisconsin, that was an opportunity for you to really sort of experience what the state has to offer in your brief time here, because you're right. There were a lot of breakout sessions talking about the different themes of the day, a lot of breakout sessions Monday about making America wealthy once again, Tuesday making America safe once again, strong once again, great once again. So there was a lot of things that the convention had to offer, And there was a significant amount of moving parts. So even when you get to the speakers, if you're attending it, you've already had a full day. Like
well, I think that's really key. And, you know, by the way, this convention fest that you're talking about, from what we've seen, dozens and dozens of exhibitors, you know, the food and drink vendors you're talking about, people selling merchandise, all the other that goes into it. And by the way, you know, the cheese curds, clearly, I don't think you can go to Milwaukee and not have those. But, the bratwurst, the frozen custard, I've seen an array of beers you're talking about, these cranberry brews. I saw something vegan barbecue. I'm not sure how I come down on that. I love barbecue. But what I do know, Milwaukee has many James Beard Award winners. The food scene there has exploded. So people who, you know, went this week to the 414 or City of Steeples, as they call it, they ate well there, Daniel, didn't they?
Oh, they undoubtedly did. I did, too. Well, when I had time, I would pop out and try to get a bratwurst. Of course, Milwaukee, a very German town, fantastic German food. We actually got a chance to try some of the beer and some of the cheese curds as well. It was great. And honestly, everyone who was involved in planning and making sure that this event went over well, specifically given the concerns since the attempted assassination sort of hung over the event, they really deserve a great round of applause, because security was a little bit, it was difficult to get through day one. We were waiting in line for a significant amount of time, but ever since then, they did a great job. They kept people moving. They were thorough. Everyone had a fantastic time. But it really went over incredibly smooth from a logistics standpoint. So the RNC and the people who are planning it really deserve a tip of the cap.
Daniel, I'm curious. A number of RNC attendees say that their impression of Milwaukee has changed after spending the week there. I'm curious if you've ever been there before or if you had any preconceived opinions of Milwaukee and if they've changed or evolved.
So it's interesting. I've been to Wisconsin a number of times. I've never been to Milwaukee before. And we actually stayed quite a bit away from Milwaukee. We stayed about 45 minutes outside the city. So we would drive throughout the state to get to the convention site every single day. And what's fascinating, too, is I thought the architecture of Milwaukee was incredibly stunning. It's not quite like a typical city. There's a lot of – it's typical to old style – I don't think Gothic is the correct word, but the architecture, quite stunning.
It's distinctive, the city. There's no question about it, their skyline.
It was very picturesque. You're 100% right. I feel like we didn't get a true sense of it, considering it was very blocked off with a lot of Secret Service, a lot of local law enforcement. The perimeter was really closed off. But it's a city that I would 1,000% go back to. And I would like to experience what day-to-day life is.
And really quick on this, I'm sorry, I need about 10-second answer. So besides the CrowdStrike software issue yesterday that closed the airport, did you find the airport, convention buses, you know, shuttles, all that? Did they do a good job getting people around the city conveniently?
Without a doubt. Okay. Not even a question. They did a good job. They did the best of their abilities. And everyone who I spoke to, all the everyday Americans who made the trek out to Milwaukee, walked away with a tremendous sense of gratitude, excitement, and they were thrilled with the way everything went.
And on we go. So there you go. So now Grand Rapids. Daniel, appreciate your perspectives and report with us today. Safe travels. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you both.
Yeah, thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to chat with you guys.
Yeah,
take
likewise.
Care, thank
have
you,
a good weekend. Take care.
Have
thank
a good
you.
One,
bye.
All right. Well, there we go. There goes Daniel. You know, Mary, I'm seeing the most popular T-shirt sold this week at the RNC. It's with President Trump with the fist in the air, the fight, fight, fight.
And, of course, we're talking RNC, and I'm craving cheese curds right now.
I'd like to know how they got all those T-shirts printed, though, and shipped in Milwaukee
quickly.
On the merchandise table. So that's a whole other issue. Anyway.
Where there's a will, there's
folks,
a way.
That music says we need to go to a quick sponsors break. The G-Block is next. It begins in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security, found at simplisafe.com/carry, combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract. Head to simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on your new system today. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from travelguard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at travelguard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Ready for your next adventure? Well, here's a deal everyone in our audience should be jumping on. All this month in July, you can become an AMAC member for 1 year for just a buck. Join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, a conservative alternative to AARP, and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They'll also help you deal with the complexities of Social Security. You'll save on all types of insurance and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry today or rmworldtravel.com under sponsor.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsor.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we keep shuffling the content from segment to segment on this program, folks, moving on from our RNC talk last segment, we are now going to focus on aquariums and zoos as we do a 180, and we're sponsored by Scenic Cruises.
All right, if you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, well, our friends at Scenic are offering two-for-one fares plus free air to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and very personalized experiences, and they're all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations all in ultra-luxury. Luxury inspired by decades of expertise.
You know, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own, from personalized butlers and five unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes to what we like, their small ships with big spaces. Right now, as a show fan, you'll receive two-for-one fares plus free air, as Mary just mentioned. Solo travelers, by the way, can also save with just a 25% supplement when you pay in full. Go check out sceniciusa.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, I think we'd all agree that zoos and aquariums are popular summertime attractions, and did you know that there are more than 250 U.S. zoos and aquariums accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums for you to go experience? Dan Ash, the CEO of AZA, as it's commonly referred to, is back for a check-in today, so off to the Patriot Mobile show hotline we go.
Dan, how are you? Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello, Robert. I am well, and I hope you are too.
I am very well. Thanks very much. We definitely appreciate you being aboard the show with us this morning. So I think this is your third go-around on the program with us, and we're going to get to some of the zoos and aquariums in just a couple of minutes. But I want to start with a refresher on the association, which dates back now to 1924. So share, you know, some of what you're doing to advance zoos and aquariums across the nation, as well as what it means for visitors when they go to accredited zoos and aquariums.
Yeah, AZA 100th anniversary this year, and of course we are our accreditation standards are the gold standard for modern aquariums and zoos. So the public, you really should look for that AZA, Association of Zoos and Aquariums accreditation, when you visit a facility, and that way you know you're visiting a facility that's really one of the best in the world, and that there you can be confident that the animals there are under excellent care and in a wonderful state of well-being, and that you're going to have an exceptional guest experience.
Dan, last time you joined us, we talked about the San Diego Zoo in length, well-known for their unique exhibits, but also for their animal conservation. And unfortunately, beloved Winston, a 52-year-old celebrity gorilla who was just such a sweetheart, did pass away last week in their safari park. But Dan, a big part of what you do is making sure these animals are in great hands, as you said. So beyond what we already know exists in San Diego from our many visits there, touch on some other zoos around the country that are having maybe some unique exhibits this year, but also doing great work.
Yeah, I would say Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, you know, an incredible zoo. It's just wrapping up a $180 million expansion, called More Home to Roam. And it includes a brand new elephant trek exhibit that's the zoo's largest ever exhibit, $50 million, 5-acre habitat, 200,000-gallon pool. It's going to be home to a multi-generational herd of Asian elephants, incredible viewing opportunities, really a spectacular experience for guests. And while people are in Cincinnati, they can visit the Newport Aquarium right across the river. And they have a really amazing thing called Shark Bridge, where you can cross a rope bridge just inches above a sea of sharks. And so pretty amazing. And I would like to also mention Seattle Aquarium. Is August 29th is the grand opening of their brand new $160 million ocean pavilion, 50,000 square feet, 325,000 gallons, an exhibit called Coral Canyon, thousands of fish, sharks, rays, seahorses, guitarfish, over 30 coral species. It's expected to boost their annual visitation to over 1.2 million, and it's the centerpiece in a $800 million redevelopment of the Seattle waterfront.
Yeah, that's a great.
Wow. And that was already a good aquarium, I can only imagine that growth.
That's outstanding, some of that you mentioned there. And Cincinnati, we'll have to check where it will be there in August.
We're heading to Cincinnati in August.
So, Dan, I want to go back to something you said earlier in the first question, you know, because this may be a bit of an unfair question, but, you know, I think it does need to be asked. So since there are aquariums and zoos that are not accredited by AZA, are you concerned there are still some out there maybe who are not doing good work? And do you try to work with them to up their game in some way and to get them accredited?
We do. In fact, a couple of years ago, we started what we call our Pathway Toward Membership program. And it was designed, you know, to make AZA a little less intimidating and make our, you know, entry points, you know, more welcoming. And so we now have 45 facilities enrolled in our Pathway Toward Membership program, including I think 13 in Canada. We're really making an effort to reach out to facilities that want to be better and want to improve themselves and want to achieve AZA accreditation, and work with them to try to get them to a position where they can apply for accreditation. And but it is, you know, there is a thing called a roadside zoo. We have these mall-based aquariums, you know, many of them that are where animal welfare is very, very poor. And so I do think the public needs to be careful whenever they're visiting any facility that's displaying animals. They should look for AZA accreditation. And I think people have good sensibility, Robert and Mary, if you see something that doesn't look right or feels like the animals are in a bad situation, your instincts are going to be right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't visit those kinds.
Well, and one of the ways to ensure, actually, that they don't continue to have that level of success is you just don't support them with your travel dollars.
Right.
And therefore, you know, they will fall by the wayside.
Yeah, and if you're visiting AZA member aquariums, one of the aspects of our accreditation is that they have to be contributing to conservation in the wild. So, and our members collectively contribute more than $250 million every year to direct support for field conservation. So if you're seeing orangutan at Indianapolis Zoo, you're seeing a facility that's contributing directly to their conservation in Indonesia. And if you see sharks at Seattle Aquarium, you're contributing directly to the conservation of sharks in the Pacific Ocean. So it's not just a fun experience. It's a meaningful contribution to saving animals from extinction
around the world, which I really appreciate you highlighting. So thank you for that. And can we just go back to aquariums for a minute? We only have about 2 minutes left. We talk a lot about zoos when you're on the show. You did a great job highlighting Seattle. We've enjoyed Mystic Aquarium, which is accredited by AZA in Connecticut, Georgia Aquarium, of course, Baltimore. But is SeaWorld in the fold? And just list off maybe three or four other aquariums around the country that you think people should see.
SeaWorld is in the fold, and I have to say, if you're looking for a more exclusive experience, Discovery Cove in Orlando is a SeaWorld operated experience, and it's a great opportunity to take your family and spend a day in an immersive environment. And so Discovery Cove, operated by SeaWorld, Texas State Aquarium, amazing facility that does incredible rescue work and does interpretation of the Gulf of Mexico. It's Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, really an amazing facility that's undergoing a multi-million dollar renovation. Monterey Bay Aquarium, of course, spectacular. So, yeah, and many of our zoos are developing aquariums, like Kansas City Zoo just opened a brand new aquarium with penguin exhibit. And so Kansas City, put Kansas City on your marker, not a place where you'd expect to, you know, be visiting in an ocean based attraction, but really an amazing place.
Oh, that's terrific.
Well, there is a number of great places that you just mentioned. And, you know, and again, whether folks live in a large metropolitan area or they're visiting a large metropolitan area or even some of the smaller cities of our country, like as Mary just mentioned, you know, Mystic is not, that's in a smaller area. You're driving between New York and Boston and that, you know, so anyway.
Mystic, one of the few places in the country where you can see beluga whales. And and I would say, like North Carolina Aquariums, our family was just at the beach in North Carolina, and the North Carolina aquariums are amazing facilities, but make a reservation because the day we wanted to get there, they were sold out.
Dan, just give us real quick, give us your website for folks to go, and they can find the AZA accredited zoos and aquariums.
AZA.org.
Very easy. I like that.
Visit AZA.org and look for accredited facilities.
Dan, thank you very much. Nice connecting again today. Good check-in. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
All right, good conversation with Dan. Nice to catch up with him. Folks, as we pause for a few important sponsor messages, this bottom of the hour break, Bobby's going to patch in Rudy for the first time this hour with the right stuff. That's next. Stay with us, everyone. Today's July 20th edition of your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Together is back after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Seabourn ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions, well, they include everything except the stress.
Yes, explore hidden gems and award-winning authentic experiences in legendary cities. Connect with new friends in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere with intuitive personalized service that we can attest feels like you're among family.
All suites are oceanfront, so you'll enjoy your own private veranda as part of your home away from home. And be sure to play with the best water toys off the ship's retractable dock on Marina Day.
Plus, there's world-class dining.
Visit Seabourn.com to learn more or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/Carry. Well, we're talking deals, and more deals. Make your money matter and make a difference. Our friends at MyPillow have agreed to bring you the most requested offer ever. Premium Queen MyPillows are now just $19.98. Made with patented adjustable fill, it conforms to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned. And it holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. They've also agreed to offer 6-piece kitchen or bath towel sets for just $25. Their famous bed sheets are also as low as $25. So support this longtime show partner and enjoy all the savings as a show fan that will improve your life. My sandals, slides, and my slippers are $25. The best beach towels you'll ever own are $25. Couch and recliner pillows are $25. Dog beds and blankets are $25. Plus, all orders over $75 receive free shipping. And don't forget the delicious 100% Arabica Organic My Coffee to start your day. It's currently 50% off. MyPillow.com/carry or check out RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors. Well, it's no secret that with our strong economy, we've got a big rebound in travel. And along with that has come some crowded national parks and beaches, some very crowded cities, even crowded safaris, which makes this Right Stuff segment especially timely, as I have in my hands a new National Geographic book titled Here, Not There. Its author is Andrew Nelson, a writer and educator with an impressive resume that includes writing for the Wall Street Journal and National Geographic. He's also the recipient of two Lowell Thomas Awards for travel writing. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile show line and meet Andrew Nelson. Andrew, it's an honor to have you here, and your book's title, Here Not There, really captures its theme, suggestions of 100 alternative places around the world to visit that are similar, more familiar destinations, but are likely to be less populated and, is it fair to say, sometimes less expensive?
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. Yes, this book was designed to offer readers a bunch of thought starters, actually, on where they might be able to go and what they would like to see that would take them a little bit off the beaten path, as it were, from the iconic destinations, which I know are in everybody's bucket list, but have seemed to have sprung a few leaks in the past couple of years with over-tourism and inflation. These are designed to offer travelers something new that contains the spirit of the original. So in a way, perhaps destination dupes, which I know is very popular right now, we call it Here Not There at National Geographic. So it's 100 different international destinations.
Since we have such limited time, I know we want to just hit some of them, but let me just give some quickly that I noticed. Go to Bisbee, Arizona, instead of somewhere in like California, for example. Go to the Western Cape of South Africa instead of Napa or Sonoma. Come here where I am in southwestern France versus Southern California. Or take Highway 101 in Oregon as opposed to Route 1 in Northern California. It's a beautiful drive, but so is 101 in Oregon. Go to Raleigh, North Carolina instead of Austin. Had a favorite too, Andrew, so go ahead and tell us.
To go to Indianapolis instead of Amsterdam. And why, you might ask, should you go to the Midwest instead of the famous Dutch capital? Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, like Amsterdam, it's as flat as an iPad screen. Indianapolis is, and they have built a series of interurban and downtown bike paths, just like Amsterdam. So it's completely possible to get anywhere you would like to in Indianapolis by bike. Added to that is a series of canals and canal towpaths that they have that you can bring your bikes on. So the combination of canals and bicycling, plus the world's largest children's museum, makes it a really fun destination for families.
Miami Beach is well known for its Art Deco buildings, but so is Detroit, as you suggest. And it's a lot cheaper than Miami Beach and not as hot as it is in Miami Beach right now. And you also say Riga, the capital of Latvia, instead of Prague, also an expensive town. I also thought of going to the country of Montenegro instead of Croatia. They're adjacent to each other. And, of course, you have the big walled city of Dubrovnik in Croatia, but you've got a smaller one called Kotor, K-O-T-O-R, in Montenegro. I'm just throwing those out on my own. Give me at least one more.
Okay. Going to see the Northern Lights. You go to Tasmania and see the Southern Lights on the Australian island. It's the furthest south you can get in Australia, and they regularly have the Southern Lights. So you can see the great light show, the Aurora Australis, plus get introduced to kangaroos and a few of the other critters that they have down there. So it's a real benefit. And of course, you're also quite close to New Zealand.
Tell me about Letchworth State Park. Is it Letchworth State Park in New York?
Letchworth State Park in New York. Yes, it is. Well, it's a really interesting place. It's called the Grand Canyon of the East Coast. The canyon itself, and it is a canyon, was formed by the Genesee River as it flows from Pennsylvania north towards Rochester and Lake Ontario. It was saved from development by, of all things, a buggy whip manufacturer in the 19th century who fell in love with the scenery, built a house there, which now you can stay in as part of the park, and has become a real secret for people who don't want to go out to Arizona in the 110 degree heat, but would like to go to upstate New York, which is a little bit cooler, as you probably know, and take a look at some amazing geological canyons. It's just stupendous. It will take your breath away. And the pro tip is go in the autumn when the fall colors turn it just as orange as the Grand Canyon itself in Arizona.
The book is called Here, Not There. The author is Andrew Nelson. You can find more details by going to andrewtnelson.com. Andrew, really appreciate it. It's a very handsome book, beautiful photographs, lots of advice. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. How often do you find yourself thinking, how can I work this hard and still be in debt? The piles of overdue bills, the threatening phone calls, and never having money to do anything. Sometimes it just won't stop. Well, if you're trapped in debt, our partners at Zero Debt USA will help you find the way out. They've designed aggressive new strategies to end your debt permanently. We like that they'll stand between you and the bill collectors. They'll negotiate with creditors to lower or even forgive what you owe. And they do it all without bankruptcy or new loans. Bottom line, Zero Debt USA has powerful strategies that zap your debt quickly so you have more money in your pocket every month. We urge you to consider this today because some debt solutions are time sensitive and you don't want to miss out. Visit ZapMyDebt, all one word, ZapMyDebt.com. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. I think you'll thank us for it. ZapMyDebt.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, have you ever heard of Skip Gen Travel? Neither had I, though I've certainly participated in it. I've taken my granddaughters on a European Christmas market river cruise, and last summer we did Madrid and Barcelona. In short, we skipped their parents' generation, my children, to do a grandparents' grandkids tour. What are the advantages? Well, let's ask Amy Piper to join us now in the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. She's a freelance writer and blogger who's written her 7 best reasons to consider Skip Gen travel on her website. Amy, welcome to the show. I'm presuming you have grandchildren.
I do. I have 2. One is now 21 and 1 is 5. So we do a lot of Skip Gen travel.
All right. I know you have 7, when you wrote your blog, you have 7 great reasons to do Skip Gen travel. But give us 2 or 3 here, will you?
Well, one reason is to let your grandchildren become aware of your heritage. I was a University of Michigan attendee and alumni, and I was able to share that with my granddaughter and take her to the games, let her hear some of the heritage that I had around my college days. Another reason is to develop skills together with places that you're interested in. We were both interested in photography, so my oldest granddaughter and I took a photography workshop together and both developed our skills and then continued on using those skills together even when we weren't traveling. And just another is to mark milestones. Maybe you have a 5th birthday or a 25th birthday or something that you want to mark a milestone. Doing those together is a fun thing.
And what has been the reaction of your grandchildren?
They truly enjoy it. They're both becoming heavy travelers, love traveling, and want to continue on in my footsteps of being a travel writer.
Do you have a sense that the Skip Gen travel is something that, particularly with the baby, I'm a baby boomer, particularly the baby boomer generation, a growing trend?
I think so, in the sense that it's very difficult oftentimes for the parents who are still working to get everything organized between the kids' school vacations and their work schedules, where the baby boomers tend to be retired now, and we have the ability to go when the grandchildren are available. So the schedules line up easier.
And I also read all these articles about how baby boomers have all this disposable income, which may or may not be true in everybody's case. But I've got to tell you, I have found it very meaningful. And it also gives the parents a break, doesn't it?
It sure does. Mom and dad sometimes with their kids don't get a lot of time to themselves, either as couples or individuals, to pursue some of their individual interests. So it gives us something to occupy the grandchildren while we take them and give mom and dad a break.
Well, I think it's a genius thing to do. You gave us one more tip. I think we've got time for another one.
Just make sure that if you haven't spent a lot of time with your grandchildren and know them well, make sure that that you research any issues, allergies, those kinds of things, fears, so that they can be comfortable on that trip.
Okay, I would include food allergies in that. You can find Amy Piper's 7 reasons to travel with your grandkids if you're a grandparent at her website, followthepiper, that's PIPER.com, followthepiper.com, all one word. There's also many other articles she's written, including 100 Things to Do in Lansing Before You Die. Can't wait to read that one. Amy, thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
With 9 seconds now in the rearview mirror today, as we soon get ready to land the fastest 2 hours in travel in just a few minutes, the Museum Gallery and Comic-Con will be our J Block, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more, including popular family destinations like Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Hawaii, Virginia Beach, and elsewhere. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, we just had a good exchange with members of their team this week. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home at Hilton Grand Vacations, as they have so many perks waiting for you. So go to HiltonGrandVacations.com for more information, or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. Well, began in a bookstore in Ocean Beach, California in 1970, has grown into the annual Comic-Con event held in the San Diego Convention Center since the 90s. Not far from the convention center is Balboa Park, home to many museums, including the Comic-Con Museum. Adjacent to Balboa Park is the San Diego Zoo we were discussing earlier this hour with Dan Ash. We are now off once again to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline for today's Museum Gallery with Rita Vandergraaf.
Rita, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Balboa Park is one of our favorite areas of San Diego when we visit. Frankly, it's a location that we always recommend to others that we know that are going there who, for some reason, may not know about it. The Comic-Con Museum, from what I recall, it's fairly new to the park. So I'd love to know, when did you open, and share an overview of the museum for our listeners?
We opened the day after Thanksgiving in 2021, which was sort of auspicious because it was right after, but still sort of in the throes of the end of the pandemic.
Sure.
And we took over an existing site. It used to be the Hall of Champions, and we actually did a construction project of about $1.5 million to redo the first floor and the second floor to build out our education center, and put and installed 7 exhibits in 4.5 months.
Wow. I know it's open year-round for people. I mentioned in your intro, Rita, that the vision for Comic-Con started small in 1970 and centered around comic books at the time. But over the years, as comic characters have infused TV and movies and video games, that's certainly evolved. Give us just one or two examples of what visitors will see in some of the exhibits at the museum.
We always try to have original comic art, as that's one of the, you know, the foundation of Comic-Con, and that's how they started. And, of course, it's into all the popular arts now. So our newest exhibit is Betty Boop, one of the most iconic characters ever created, the first fully female animated character who also was somewhat of a feminist in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. So it's been fascinating for our team, and appeal is widespread. It's not only global, but families of people of all ages are seeming to enjoy it very, very much.
Well, that sounds fun. And we also have you here on the show with us today to talk about the museum, but also you are getting ready for the big Comic-Con event at the big convention center in San Diego. So I'd love to know the dates of when it starts, when it ends, and talk about how big this event is and what people are going to see.
The event officially opens on Thursday, the 25th of July, next week, and goes through Sunday, the 28th. And it is the biggest convention in San Diego for the numbers of people that come to it. And also we take over the entire convention center. There are probably 200,000 people inside, but there are 300,000 or 400,000 people outside. It's quite an experience. It's the largest comic convention in the world, and is globally recognized as the number one comic convention.
Well, and I have to tell you, for folks, if they haven't been there, you know, you get to go to Comic-Con there. The convention center is great. They have all the hotels. You're on the waterfront. You got the Gaslight District that's there, or the Gas Lamp District. Yeah. It is terrific. Petco Park is easily all there. Mm-hmm. So I just love it. It's great. You know, when we get that, you know, this all began in California, Rita, and clearly it's been a big part of the San Diego arts and pop culture for years. But are there other Comic-Con events that, you know, now take place across the U.S. that you're involved with as well, or are you strictly focused there in San Diego?
The only other official event we do is WonderCon in Anaheim, and that happens in last week of March annually. And the others are really aspirational, I'm going to say, in terms of trying to match what we do here at Comic-Con. But there are many others, but they're not affiliated with our organization.
Well, now I learned something new today. That is very important. So I'm glad you asked her that question. Well, so you're the real deal in terms of
if
Comic-Con.
You want the original, you want the real one.
Then you go to San Diego.
And if you can't make it for some reason, again, July 25th is with us Thursday through next Sunday, the 28th, then you just go to the museum. And Balboa Park, folks, is just an absolute true gem in this country to go experience. So, Rita, I want to give the website to folks, okay, whether you want to go to the Comic-Con Festival that's going on, as we just said, July 25th to the 28th, or just go to the museum and get all the information. The website is comiccon.org/museum, comiccon.org/museum. Rita, very nice connecting with you. We hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us
this Saturday morning.
Yeah, good luck with the big event. Take care, Rita.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Take care now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, Mary, there goes Rita. Nice conversation with her.
Yeah, and if you still need a ticket and you want to go, you can get a Legends membership online with the museum, and you'll get a free ticket with that for all 4 days.
All right, well, there we go. And listen, folks, with the week that America has had since I signed off last week at this time, a little Comic-Con relief, well, it's probably a good thing. Do be sure to tune in to our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentaries on these stations. You can also connect with us anytime using the Contact Us tab on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Until next Saturday, July 27th, when we do it all again, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.